We need a Savior. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. John 3:16. I am filled with overwhelming sorrow at the daily evil that thrives in this world. We are all affected by evil. Jesus tells us there is no one on earth who is good. We all fall short of God's glory. Only God is good. We are all sinners, yet it seems as if some are more of a sinner than others. Can you relate? As I reflect on the shootings in Connecticut, or those at Virginia Tech or Columbine, or the Amish school, I am personally reminded of the evil done to my family with the murder of my parents. When I hear and see evil triumph again, I relive the grief all over. The sad part is no matter how vigilant we are in protecting those we love, evil does and will triumph in this world. The good news is that the battle has been won. While we were still sinners, God sent his one and only Son to die on the cross for us. If we accept that cost that Jesus paid on our behalf and surrender our life to him, we will live forever. This does not only mean we will live forever in heaven, but on earth too. We can live an abundant life bearing fruit for the Lord. Don't get me wrong, we are still not good, but God through us and in us is good. We can do nothing apart from God, but with the power of abiding in Christ, we can do good for others. We can pray for those who have lost loved ones in the recent shootings. We can provide a gift for a child whose daddy is in prison. We can clean a friend's home who just lost her baby. We can sit and cry with a wife whose husband abandoned her. We can share the truth about Jesus with a homeless runaway. And the list goes on. I ask you two things. Have you asked Jesus to be your Savior, surrendering your life daily for him to live through you? What good does God desire to do through you today? Won't you trust him with your life and go forth allowing God to do good through you? Imagine how different life would be today if someone told the Connecticut shooter he needed a Savior. How different would life be today if within your sphere of influence, you share Jesus? Lord, help those today who need to surrender to you to do so now. Help us then to go forth, allowing you, Jesus, to live through us, to do good to and for others. Help us to reflect Jesus in our thoughts and actions. Please bless us, Lord, as we abide in Christ.